Welcome to Pneuma Church Podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we all grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
Hey, welcome. If you're already, thank you so much, Mark. You're doing amazing. Grab your Bibles out. We have a message. You have a message? Yes, we have a message. Is this in the middle? Why did I feel it's not in the middle? Sorry. I just need you. There's a lot of other people that worked on this project. I just need to say this. I really feel this is off script, way off script. My team are freaking out at the moment, but this is off script. I just want to thank everybody that actually played a significant role in the building. I'm just thinking about the meetings behind the scene, the board meetings. I'm thinking about financial meetings, financial commitments that were happening. And I would love to mention, I really feel this on my heart, just to highlight Daniel. Daniel, thank you for everything you did for us. Thank you for that, you know, that little bit of extra that we needed? The evidence is out there. Yes, there's evidence out there. But thank you. But thank you, I don't want to just highlight Daniel. Thank you to everybody. And thank you to everybody that has given in the past and has given to the building fund. It's going to be a great place, as Pastor Matt says, where we're going to see thousands of people come to know Jesus. Amen. We're in the series of identity, and we started this last week, but we know that today is no ordinary Sunday. So my question was this: do we continue with identity, or do we get something new and different? And I really felt that identity is very crucial in the season. This is part of what God is busy doing. Today marks a prophetic moment in the life of this church because it's 25-5-25. We step into this building on a significant day, but we also step into this building on a new day. So I thought it appropriate to title my message, "It is a New Day." Say to your neighbor, "It is a new day." You know why it is a new day? Because this is a day we prayed for. This is a day we fasted for. This is a day we wept over. This is the day we warred for. And here it is, the completion of a dream, the fulfillment of a promise, the birthing of a vision, the birthing. But let me tell you, as significant as what this building looks and feels, it's only a signpost. In the greater scheme of things, it's only a signpost. You know why? Because there's something more important. Every day with Jesus is a new day. Every day with Jesus is a new day. This is a new beginning, not just for the church, not just for the family, not just for the community, but for every person in this room. No matter where you come from, no matter what your background is, no matter what happened yesterday, I declare over you today that this is a new day in your life and in your world. You see, there's a prophetic significance about 25-05-25. When you look at the date, you're not just seeing a pattern of fives, you're actually seeing a divine fingerprint of God. I love to unpack the biblical significance of numbers. And as I do, when I unpack the number 25, I find that it represents grace upon grace, a double portion of divine favor. You know why? Because 25 is a product of 5 multiplied, 5 equaling grace. So this day is not just filled with grace, it's filled with grace multiplied, it's filled with grace intensified, it's filled with grace overflowing. And then you look at the month is the, what month of the year? The 5th month of the year, this is May, and this puts on another layer of grace to this prophetic day, making 25-05-25 a triple declaration of heaven's favor and outpouring. This day has been prophetically marked by heaven. This day is actually a declaration from God Himself saying, "I am doing something new. I am completing what I started. I am restoring what was lost and stolen. I am establishing my grace in your life, in this house, in this community, in this city, and in this nation. It's a triple declaration of heaven's favor and outpouring, a divine stamp of God saying, this is a new day. Lamentations 3:22-23 says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are what? They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Folks, this is the unshakable reality of our faith, that God keeps all his promises, all 7,000 of them. This is a new day, marked by 25:05:25 for everyone. In this day, the new day, we can refer to it as a new identity. Why do I say this? Because in 2 Corinthians 5:17-18, it says, now if anyone, that means anybody in this place, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, everything is fresh new. For those who are new to the faith, those who are just curious, I want you to know God is not in the business of fixing people. He is in the business of making them new. Amen? You see, new in the Greek is kainos, which means unused, fresh. That is what God is doing. This is not a new regard to time. It's a new in regards to form and to quality. What am I saying? I'm saying this. In Christ, you are not defined by your past. In Christ, you are not trapped in your failures. In Christ, you are not who the world says you are. You are not what your mother said you are. You are not what your father says you are. You are who he says you are. And he is God Almighty. And he says you can. And you are a son and a daughter of God. A new day means you get to walk in a new identity as a son and a daughter. I have a question for you. What identity have you been living under that God never gave you? It's a good question. Good question, JJ. Thanks. Has it been that you're not enough? Has it been that you're too broken? Has it been that you're too far gone? Have you been living under constant rejection, abandonment, or even feeling an unworthiness? The world is cruel. Our friends are cruel. Have you been labeled that you are addicted and ashamed and that you're a pain and that you're timid? What label are you carrying that God never gave you? You see, because maybe there's even a lie. You'll never change. You will never measure up. I say today, enough is enough. It's time to lay down that label. It's time to put it down and to pick up what God has for you. The identity that he has is that you are a son or that you are a daughter. Folks, it's a new day. It's a new day. A new day also means new mercies. For those who have been walking with Jesus for some time, allow me to speak to you. I'm speaking to myself as well. You see, we have seen as believers battles. We have got the battle scars to prove it. Where there's been times that we felt the weight of disappointment and because people let us down and people are constantly not showing up. And maybe you and I as believers that have been walking this road for some time, we believe that our best days are behind us. I say to you today, that's a lie from hell. I come this morning to remind you, he is a good father. And his mercies on you when? Every morning. Not some mornings, not when he's in a good mood or when he feels like it. My Bible says to me, every morning his mercies on you. That means they were new this morning for you. They'll be new tomorrow morning and the morning after and the morning after and the morning after. What am I saying? Your journey with him is never stale when you walk with Jesus. It's never stale. I declare over you there are new assignments coming. I declare over you there are new anointings coming. I declare over you that there are new depths in Christ. You see, because my Bible says to me in Isaiah 43:19, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? But before that it says, see. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? You see what? There's a thing here that we've got to understand. Don't look at what has happened. Look at what he is doing. You see, don't miss the new because you are focused on the old. See, he says to me, lift your eyes and look because he's already doing it. And you know what? I want you to know today that he is intentional, but you have to be intentional as well. It's a new day. A new day also means, my last point, that there is a new move. A new day means a new move. The building is not just a location. The building is a launching pad. It's a launching pad for what God wants. We didn't build this building to stay comfortable. Ba-boom. Newsflash. Yes, it is more comfortable. We don't have to sit up and pack. Yeah, I get it. Walk in, flick the switch. All the worship team are going, whoop, whoop. I can snooze for half an hour. Don't get comfortable. We're not getting comfortable. You may his family, we're not getting comfortable. We're not getting comfortable. This is a launching pad. You see, we built this house to the glory of an almighty God. We built this house to house him, to host the glory of him. Because you know what? His presence remains our priority. It's written on the wall in the lobby. It will remain on the wall. Because without his presence here, this is just bricks. This is just carpet. This is just lights. This is just curtains. You can go anywhere and have that as well. But you're going to come here and you are going to encounter the God of the life. His presence becomes a place of hope. His presence becomes a place of life and light, a place where lives are transformed and touched and changed for all eternity. You know that when we left South Africa, we got this mandate. Go to Australia, touch lives, change lives for all eternity. We never understood it up until this building. Up until this family, we are called to touch and change lives for all eternity. Not me, not her, not my children. Us as the church. Us as the church are to touch lives. Us as the church are to change lives for all eternity. You see, we built this house to raise up and send out. Raise up a generation of revivalists. Sons and daughters who take the life-giving love of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Spirit into where? Into our community, into our city, into our country, into the nations of the world. This has been a house that has raised up people and sent people already. You know what I say, Lord, bring that mandate upon myself and upon Paulina that this will be an apostolic hub that will raise up everybody to go out and be the revivalists that he has created us to be. We built this house to make a mark and leave a legacy. Leave a legacy for the generations to come. We have a strong family base. We've got over 100 kids up in Kids Church on a Sunday. Guess what? They are the leaders of tomorrow. These are the generations that we're leaving this place for. These are the generations that we are. We've got a bunch of young adults sitting over here and a bunch over there. I see you all and checking you all out. Guess what? You are taking this next mantle. You are taking this flame and you've got to run with it. You've got to run with it. You have to. I declare today, this is not just a new building. It's the start of a new move of God. Amen. Let's get excited, church. Let's get excited. It's the start of a new move of God. You see Joel 2:28, it says this, and afterward I'll pour out my spirit on all people. We always focus on the pour out my spirit on the all people, but what does the afterward mean? You see, if you look at Joel 2:12-17, God calls his people to repentance and to return to him. And then he comes along in verses 18-27, and he responds to them doing that by restoring them and healing them and providing for them and removing shame. Then it says, after all that, after all that, the previous, and only then comes the outpouring. Now, I want to declare today to this house, I want to declare today to this church that we are in the afterward season. It's not coming. It's not past. It's here. God wants to pour out His Spirit. He wants. He is waiting. He is waiting. All He needs is vessels like you and me going, send me. Use me. Come. Your presence is my priority. And that here, we have over 200, nearly 300 people, 350 people sitting in this place right now. God is calling you. He's not calling the one next to you. He's not calling JJ or Paulina. No. He's calling you. Look at your neighbor and say, you. You. We are in the afterward season. We have, as a church, walked through times of repentance. We are in times of repentance. You just got to look what's happening in the church across the globe. We have been in seasons of refining. Nobody can deny that. We have been in moments of healing of the church. We cannot deny that. But I say to you today, church, because of His goodness, because of the new mercies that are new every day, we prophetically stand in the afterward season, 25:5:25. Can I repeat that this building is not the destination? It is the launch pad, not just for pastors and leaders. It is for you, no matter your background, no matter your story, no matter the weight you carry. You are the one that God is talking to today. This is your day. And He's extending an invitation to you on this new day to step in and to embrace the new day. To receive His grace upon grace, upon grace, upon grace, upon grace. His mercy's on you every morning. It's grace upon grace, upon grace, upon grace, upon grace. We don't have to get up and drag our feet. No. His mercy's on you when you wake up. When the sun rises up over Australia, over your place, your home, you can stand and bask in the sunlight and go, His mercy's on you. If I can have the team up, that would be great, please. We are not waiting for the afterward. We are living in it. This is the moment. Step into it. Embrace it. Embrace a new day. 25:05:25. Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Now, in a room this size, there's bound to be a number of people who've been stirred by this message. And it would really be remiss of me to not give you an opportunity to embrace your new identity, to embrace the new day. You know what? Because a life with Jesus is a life of hope. A life of Jesus is a life of hope. So I want to say to you, if you don't know Jesus yet, let me tell you, your new day is here. Your new day is here. It's not just the opening of a building. It's the opening of your eternal future. Let me emphasize, this is not about joining a church. It's not about joining a church. It's not about coming part of Numa. To be honest with you, that doesn't faze me. What fazes me is you don't know at the end of this life where you will end up. You see, Jesus brings the invitation and says, come, be my son, be my daughter. You're looking at somebody who was there, down and out, lost. Identity was, and there's no other word, screwed up. Been sexually abused. Didn't know where I stood in society. Contemplated suicide. But then I was invited to church, actually to a youth group. And there I found a home. And I found a family that embraced me, physically gave me a hug. That changed my life and changed the course of my destination. If it wasn't for that, I would today most probably be 6 feet under the ground. But God sent somebody to invite me to a youth group where I was accepted. You've been invited today. You're here. You see, Jesus came. He took your sin. He took my sin. He took your shame. He can take your shame. He took my shame. In exchange for that, he offers us a new identity, a fresh start. It's been over 30 years now since I've given my life to Jesus. Actually, it's been over 30 years since I've been in ministry, full-time ministry. But if it wasn't for that moment that I said to Jesus, come and be my Lord and Savior, I wouldn't be sitting here experiencing, encountering, and speaking to you. Grace upon grace upon grace. My friend, let 25/05/25 be the day your past loses its grip. Let 25/05/25 be the day that your identity is reclaimed. Let 25/05/25 be the day your eternity is secure.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. And we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death. And a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that He, Jesus, demonstrated His love for us, that while we were still sinners, He died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that He gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in Him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with Him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in Him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that He is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that You are the Son of God. I thank You that You love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow You. I receive the free gift of eternal life and I ask that You fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after You. I thank You that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.